I'm standing outside the UN's headquarters on First Avenue, watching many cyclists and pedestrians pass by me. Let's ask a few of them what they think about the infrastructure to walk and cycle in New York City.
Walking around New York is safe as long as you obey the rules. Riding a bicycle is safe as long as you obey the rules also.
On a busy street like First Avenue, what difference does this bike path make?
It makes a big difference because I'm going all the way over to 7th Avenue. I'm going to go first because not as much traffic.
I think it depends on the area of the city. I do believe it is improving, but it's still not good enough. I would love to be able to cycle to work, but I don't feel safe enough.
I've come across situations where I have to basically stop my bike because of someone not paying attention crossing a bike lane. That's exactly, you know, why most of the accidents happen. And it also could be of cyclists not paying attention to the rules. They have to follow the rules, you know, stop at red lights, stop for the stop signs, stop for pedestrians.
According to a recent report by the UN's Environment Program, about 1.3 million people die from traffic accidents each year. 49% of these are pedestrians, cyclists, and motorcyclists. I'm now joined by Mr. Elliot Harris, the director of the UN's Environment Program in New York. Mr. Harris, why is there an urgent need to invest in walking and cycling infrastructure?
Every year we lose millions of our fellow citizens, including children on their way to school, to traffic accidents. In many respects, this is because the infrastructure for people who are walking or cycling in vehicular traffic is either non-existent or is insufficient. It's also due to the lack of awareness of people who are using motorized vehicles and their lack of ability to take due account of the fact that there are pedestrians and cyclists in their midst. We think a lot of these fatalities, a lot of these injuries could be avoided by proper awareness, by having in place proper plans for vehicular transport and for infrastructure for cyclists and for pedestrians, and above all by taking certain measures to ensure that the infrastructure is in place and the rules and regulations on the ground are adapted so that there is a degree of protection for cyclists and pedestrians in vehicular traffic.
You said lack of awareness. Why is there this neglect when it comes to road safety?
I think in many respects we have developed our road networks from the point of view of the motorist. We build roads for the cars. We have not built roads that are intended to have cars and cyclists and pedestrians at the same time. And so consequently, motorists themselves are aware of their surroundings in terms of other motor vehicles and are much less aware of the fact that you have cyclists and pedestrians whom you can't see as easily as you can see another motor vehicle. And that one has to be aware that they will be crossing the road, perhaps at junctions and perhaps not. And that one has to be aware as well of children who might be in the area and who might, because they are children, not pay attention to the flow of traffic and find themselves in harm's way. Raising awareness of the fact that a cyclist might be coming along the side in a cycling lane will reduce the impact of the unintended accidents that happen when a motorist turns and finds to his dismay that there was a cyclist already there.
What do you think the status of road safety is in developing countries like Nepal or Malawi as compared to a developed country?
I think in many respects we have a major difference in the actual infrastructure in place. The simple fact of having a sidewalk alongside a road makes it possible for children and older people, for example, to move along with a degree of safety that they cannot have if there is no built sidewalk on the side of a road. We need to have well-lit intersections so that people can cross. We need to have pedestrian crossing lights, which will help to regulate the flow of traffic and create a safe space for cyclists and pedestrians to cross roads, to move against traffic without running into unanticipated injuries and, unfortunately, the many fatalities that occur.
Do you cycle or walk around a lot in New York?
I live far enough outside of New York that I come in by train, but when I lived in Washington, I would ride my bike to work every day and my bike to work and back from work every day. And I was very pleased to do that because there was a dedicated bike path that carried me most of the way.